Attention. Cash alert. Cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the banana bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the banana bank? What are you doing?
This is Allison. I'm ready.
Allison, here's the deal. I have $5,000 in the bonus round this morning. First price, Allison, is $100.
I think it's going to go up.
Yes, we're up to $150. $150 is the new price.
I'm going to say up. I'm going to go for it.
We're going to go for it. Allison says up. Are we going up? Yes, we're up to $200, woo! Allison. $200.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to just say up. I'm going to go for it. Like, might as well.
Where's it going? Yes, we're up to $225. $225. Congratulations. You can win the money.
Nice.
Or you can play for $5,000.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's Friday. I'm ready to risk it. Let's go. 5,000.
Are you for real? Are we doing this?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's do it.
If you are right, we're going to hand you $5,000.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
All right. The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, the movie, won how many Oscars? 5, 4, 3...
I'm going to go with
11 Oscars. All right, Allison, it didn't win 10 and it didn't win 12. It won 11 and you just won $5,000. You just did it. $5,000. You just won $5,000 from 95.3 Gorilla.
Oh my God, I don't even know what to think right now. I am so excited.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
Today is Friday.
Friday.
What time?
Morning.
A great way to end your week.
Well, the best way to start.
This weekend.
Start this weekend.
Bam! Coffee!
Coffee wakes you up in the morning.
I think you've had enough coffee.
A cup of coffee gets the world off to work in the morning.
Let's get through today.
And then we can start the party.
The weekend starts here.
It's showtime.
Hey, happy Friday. Tons of stuff going down up and down the coast this weekend, like the Waveland Crawfish Cook-Off happening Saturday from 11 to 5 on Coleman Ave. Going to have 25 teams competing, all to benefit the Hancock County Resource Center. That's tomorrow, Saturday, 11 to 5 in Waveland. Slidell Crawfish Cook-Off happening at the same time tomorrow, 11 to 5 at Fritchie Park in Slidell. Music by Soul Revival, Voodoo Gumbo, All You Can Eat Crawfish, all to benefit Hospice House. CrawfishTickets.com for more information there. Hancock County Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day is tomorrow from 8 to 1 at Hancock County Arena in the Kill. And CB Day kicks off tomorrow, 11 a.m. at the Naval Construction Battalion in Gulfport on Ladd Circle with food, arts, crafts, military groups, family activities, and more. That's also open to the general public. Come on by. Mississippi Gulf Coast PRCA Rodeo happening at the Harrison County Fairgrounds on Saturday and Sunday. Gates open at 10 o'clock each day. They have festivals, food, vendors, games, live music, and more. And a rodeo tomorrow night, 7:30. And on Sunday at 3 p.m., the Mississippi Gulf Coast PRCA Rodeo. Those are just some of the events going down this weekend here on the Gulf Coast.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the banana bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing, breaking into the banana bank?
What are you doing?
Good morning, it's Gorilla. Who's this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, that's a great name, dude. How you
yes,
doing?
Sir. I'm doing good. How are you?
My name's Ryan, too. I am phenomenal. You are caller number 10 for the Banana Bank. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
$3,000 on the line, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we got to get there first. We are opening the price of bananas at $50, Ryan. $50. Are we going to go up or are we going to go down?
I think we're going to go down.
All right, you say we're going to go down from 50. Let's see. Are we going up or are we going down? Yes, we went down. We're now at $40. Ryan, we got $40 on the line. Do you want to keep the $40 or do you want to keep playing? What do you want?
I want to keep playing.
All right, you want to keep playing. $40 is the new price. Are we going up or are we going down?
I think we're going up.
Ryan says up this time. Guess number two, where are we going? Yes, we're going up. We just went up to $250. Ryan, that's a ton of cash. $250 is our new price. Do you want to keep the money or do you want to guess one more time? If you're right one more time, you could enter the $3,000 bonus round. What are you thinking?
I think I'm going to stay. I'm going to keep the money.
$250. Ryan says, give me the money. Give me the cash. cash. You got it. $250 from Gorilla.
Let's go.
Awesome. You got what the money, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
So we're talking about how you get woken up today. This is our question of the day. It's a bit of a weird topic, but we're talking about it because sleep experts in a new international study, these sleep scientists, these doctors say you really shouldn't be blasted awake. And I think we've known this for a while, but I have some real research now that says you really don't want to be like blasted out of sleep by a super loud alarm clock or by a giant 70-pound golden doodle jumping on you, which is usually how I'm woken up in the morning. It's really bad for your brain health and your heart health, they say. So I want to know, how do you get blasted awake in the morning? What's your wake-up routine? Jordan, good morning. What's your story?
All right. So when I wake up in the morning, I turn the lights on. He doesn't budge. But when I go to wake him up, he's like, Mom, I just want sleep. And he fights me to wake him up. And I have to tickle him to wake him up every morning.
Oh, my God. It's the tickle monster routine every morning. That's adorable.
Yeah.
Does it ever get old, though? I mean, the tickle monster come out?
No. No, it doesn't get old. It's so cute. He whines a little bit some mornings. Some mornings he's just laughing because I'm tickling him.
Enjoy it now, because when he grows up, he's going to be like, Mom, stop doing that.
Yeah, I know. Got a few more years, and then it's going to get old.
Yeah, you know, those kids, they do be growing up. That is something that they do. Jim is next. Jim, have you ever been blasted out of sleep way before you want to be?
No, there's literally nothing that will get me up early.
Yeah, you know, I wish that were true for me. Experts say, though, that if you do want to get a workout in or something, that you do want to get up early, but you don't want to be blasted out of sleep in a bad way early, you know?
I don't care what the benefit is. I guarantee exercising at all is better than not doing it, because you think you have to get up at a certain time for a workout.
Sure. So just, you know, get up like later in the day. Like there's no need to be blasted up by an alarm clock at 4:45 a.m. Yeah, tell that to a morning show radio host, okay?
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
So for years, everybody thought if they ever did a Spaceballs sequel, it was going to be called The Search for More Money. Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money. Well, our old pal Mel Brooks is back, and that's not what it's called.
It's me, Mel Brooks. I have a major announcement. Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money is not going to be the title of this movie. Why not? Because after all these years, I found the money. There it is, the money. It was in my basement. But everywhere I go, people say, Mel, where's the new Spaceballs? When are you going to make the new Spaceballs? When are you going to make the new one? Well, we did it. And the title is Spaceballs, the new one.
Spaceballs, the new one. That's actually almost perfect. I love it. Today Show host Chanel Jones shocked her co-host after she admitted to eating salads on the New York City subway.
That is me all day, every day, anytime I'm on the subway. That's my chance to eat.
Sorry, you're the guy with the baguette?
I'm the girl with, I do a lot of salads.
You eat out of a bowl on the subway?
All the time.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I think I'm with Jenna Bush on this one. I mean, that's nasty. That's that's gross, man. Meghan Markle apparently still the main character in her own mind. She says that she is, quote, the most trolled person in the world. Really? This audio is kind of difficult to hear, but that's what she says.
Every day for 10 years, I have been bullied and attacked, and I was the most trolled person in the entire world.
She said, every day for 10 years, I was bullied and attacked, and I'm the most trolled person in the world. Really? I don't know. I think that title belongs to somebody else. We're not going to talk about that, though, okay? There you go. There's your Showbiz Buzz today. Peace.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
On today's date, April 17th, 1937, we met two of the best characters in animated history. Here they are.
Look, you're a hunter, right?
White.
And this is rabbit season, right?
White.
And if he was your rabbit, what would you do? Yeah, you're so smart. If I was a rabbit, what would you do?
Well, I'd...
Not again.
Almost 90 years later, they still make you laugh. On this date back in 1937, Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd officially debuted. On today's date in 1971, Three Dog Night started a 6-week run at number 1 in the U.S. singles chart. What song was it from Three Dog Night on today's date in 71? I'll tell you in just a second. Today, April 17th, is National Cheese Ball Day.
I hope everybody likes a cheese ball.
How about a mini cheese ball?
Pack your cheese balls.
You compound my sorrow with those nauseating cheese balls.
Let's just all enjoy a cheese ball.
I think I know most of those TV shows. One and only Conan O'Brien turns 63 tomorrow.
So many inspiring things around this city. I especially love the great Statue of Liberty that welcomes people of all nations to the promise of opportunity and prosperity. Yeah, great. Yeah, we have something like that in L.A., but we call it the porn industry.
Oh, good old Conan. Today was the day the shot heard round the world was fired at Lexington Common. Today was the first engagement of the American Revolution in 1775. And this should have been a gimme today, our music trivia question. On today's date in 1971, Three Dog Night blasted their way onto the charts to start a 6-week run at number one with Joy to the World. Joy to the Fishes in the Deep Blue Sea. There you go. There's your Flashback Freakout for Friday, April 17th.